You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
More reaction to the Reserve Bank's decision to increase the repo rate from 4.25% to 4.75% today. That is the latest interest rate decision. And this is the fourth time in a row that we have seen the South African Reserve Bank increasing rates since it started towards the end of last year. We've got Walter de Wet, the senior strategy analyst at Nedbank CIB, for the bank's view. Walter, thanks much for your time. The decision, was it in line with your expectations?
Yeah, good evening, and thank you for having me. Yes, it was. We were expecting a 50 basis point hike. But that was also market consensus, and you know, if you look at what the rates market has been pricing ahead of the meeting, generally also widely expected within the rates market.
What was interesting for you in terms of what the MPC delivered today?
Yeah, so I mean, the market, and you know, when we think about the repo rate, you know, it's a key where the Reserve Bank think that. Yeah, the repo rate will end this year, and of course, also looking into 2023. You know, effectively, where do we think the repo rate hikes can end? And if you think about CPI, you know, the Reserve Bank has been hiking their CPI expectations for this year and for next. And this year, they currently expect CPI to come in at 5.9%. That's slightly higher than what they were expected previously, 5.8%. But I think perhaps more important, you know, because monetary policy obviously influences the economy with a lag, you know, they've adjusted their 2023 forecast, the forecast for next year, higher by quite a bit, from 4.6% to 5%, which generally says that, you know, they do think that inflation will be slightly more sticky than what they've expected. Mm-hmm. Which ultimately, you know, when you think about the repo rate, you know, I think one should not assume that the repo rate hikes will necessarily end this year.
So before I pick up on that point, so a prime presently at 7.75%, is that where we're at now?
That is correct. Prime sits at 7.75%, 300 basis points over the repo rate.
All right. So you are forecasting a bleak outlook in terms of interest rate increases. You said, I mean, it doesn't end here. So where does it end? How long does this go for?
Yeah, so I guess it depends on how you describe bleak. So first of all, you know, I think one has to remember that if you think about the real policy rate, it's still negative. You know, with the real policy rate 4.7, the nominal rate at 4.75, and inflation running at 5.96%. You know, it's still negative, which suggests that from a policy perspective, yeah, it's still accommodative, and the Reserve Bank would actually also tell you that they think that's the case. So yeah, overall, I think it's not necessarily that big. But if you talk about absolute increases, you know, we still think that we get another 50 basis point hike this year, 2 times 25. And if you ask us, you know, like what MPC meeting we're going to see, that we think that we probably get another 25 basis points of hikes in July, and then another 25 basis points in September.
All right. So the 50 is done. So the 50, yeah. It's like a once off since 2016, and then we're done.
No, unfortunately not. Yeah, we do think there will probably be another 50 basis points in 2023 as well.
All right.
But you know, at least the pace of increases should decline.
All right. Just this environment then, now that we have heard from the Reserve Bank governor, we've heard the MPC's concerns around inflation, we've heard the global central bankers concerns around inflation. What does this mean for investing in the stock market, investing in equities? I mean, today we're seeing the JSE falling sharply lower, not on the day's lows necessarily, but giving back quite a bit of its gains. So what's the investment opportunity in this environment?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you start global specifically and you think kind of with inflationary pressures, you know, a lot of the inflationary pressures obviously is emanating from higher food prices in general, and then also energy prices. And specifically, you know, you have to look at what's happening within the U.S. And you know, if you look at what the market is pricing there, and you know, all our indicators suggest that there's a good chance that, you know, the US will move into a recession. That's going to put you know, pressure on, for example, the rand the next couple of months, and you know, keep inflation elevated in South Africa too, as I've mentioned. That does imply, you know, and if you look at what's happening within in producer prices and then also consumer prices, you know, there's margin squeeze across companies. And, you know, generally companies that's not going to be able to pass on that to consumers, I think, is going to struggle. But then also, you know, if you think about the bond market specifically, you know, higher bond yields generally tend to suggest that, you know, equity markets, you know, overall is also probably going to struggle a bit. But we also like the South African bond market at this point, right? It is well-priced. The hikes are priced into the market. Our real yields are quite high. So generally speaking, we think we look quite attractive in absolute term, but also on a relative term, relative to our EM peers.
I think it's over 10% that the yield on the 10-year is currently paying, which is too high, which is too high according to the SARB governor. But just looking at the market dynamics, I mean, you'd expect a whole lot of attention to be given to the banking sector, given that a rising interest rates environment is kind of okay for banks. It means that they can get a lot more on their loans. But we're seeing quite a lot of pressure on banking stocks today. So help us understand why, on a day like today, the money hasn't gone into that sector.
Yeah, so I mean, I think one also doesn't need to, or one shouldn't look at specifically necessarily at daily moves, and rather look at overall trends. You know, because you look at a day like today, for example, you know, when global markets in general is under pressure, you know, you can expect local markets to follow suit, especially in an environment where, you know, the movements are highly correlated currently. But you're absolutely right, right? I mean, if growth remains relatively stable and interest rates start to creep up, you know, and what we're also seeing in South Africa, and the Reserve Bank has also mentioned it this morning, you know, over this afternoon, credit demand is relatively healthy and it continues to expand in South Africa. You know, so that is still an environment that's quite positive for banks. Mm. And generally, we think that will remain the case.
Mm. And what about retailers like Massmart? I imagine that you would have seen the numbers that they released today. Got quite a beating from the market. What did you make of that retailer's performance?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't look at the retailers individually, but certainly when we look at it from a macro perspective, you know, retailers in particular, you know, consumers generally remained under pressure. And as I've mentioned, we do have to go producer prices that continue to rise much faster than consumer prices, which is just a classic indication of margin squeeze that is being affected within the retail space.
Mm-hmm. So the Reserve Bank making some changes to its growth revisions, I'm just wondering if that may or may not prompt a revision from Nedbank, or were your expectations already at what the SARB announced today being 1.7% for 2022?
Yeah, so our growth expectation is for 1.8% growth, so we are very much in line with the Reserve Bank. You know, I doubt we're going to change our forecast at any point now. You know, there's obviously risks to it, and the biggest one would be if the U.S. Goes into a recession. I think that should put global growth in general under pressure. Mm. But for now, we stick with a 1.8% year-on-year, and then 1.9% for 2023.
Walter, just parting shot for consumers listening in on this conversation and what this all means for them and what they should brace for.
Yeah, so I mean, ultimately, you've got to assume and you've got to prepare for higher interest rates over the next 12 to 18 months. You know, it's going to be a global event, and the SARB is going to follow suit. It is policy normalization. And ultimately, it is, you know, I think one needs to keep in mind that it's on a long-term basis important that inflation remains under control rather than short-term interest rate movements. Ultimately, we know that higher inflation does not translate into higher growth. So prepare for higher rates on a 12-month view.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Walter de Wet, the Senior Strategy Analyst at Nedbank CIB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.